Carolyn Pinneger. Carolyn, welcome to the Golf Shop.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I guess we have to do disclosure here. Last Saturday, I was in Orlando running a Rock the Putt competition, and Carolyn and I ran into each other, and I told her, hey, each week we've been having the eliminated contestant on from Big Break Myrtle Beach, so I guess I won't talk to you again for several weeks. And then I turned on the show, and lo and behold, bad news for you, good news for me.
We could have informed you about this, Jinx, before it happened.
You jinxed it.
No. Jinxed it? You won a trophy last Saturday. I have a picture of you kissing a trophy last week.
That thing is sitting pretty in my trophy shelf. Don't you worry.
All right. Well, let's talk about that just briefly. Last Saturday, we took Rock the Putt, this thing that I came up with that you guys have seen. If you can, find it at rocktheputt.com or whatever. Took it down to Florida for the PNC Father-Son Challenge and the Fall Fiesta. And we took over a park. 250,000 people at basically a street festival. And we took over this park, brought in 6 temporary greens, and we had Rock the Putt, which features loud music, live bands. Typically when adults do it, it's sponsored by Budweiser or Jack Daniels, so there's that. And then really testing the notion that golf is best played in silence. And they have to navigate these music-themed obstacles that I build in my garage because I have too much free time. And Carolyn came out for our first celebrity challenge on Saturday, and she had quite a field. She had Christian, another big breaker. She had Lee Jansen. She had Lee Jansen's son, Dr. Connor Jansen. And she came out and whipped everybody.
Yeah, they didn't bring their A game, you know, and I did. So what can I say?
You may have lost on Big Break Myrtle Beach, but you beat Lee Jansen. I mean, sort of.
No.
You beat the person who beat Lee Jansen.
2-time Open winner.
Yeah, no, that's it was really fun. It was really cool.
Yeah,
and Christian handed it to me, you know. I mean, he should have done that on Big Break.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When watching this week's show, I thought you might face Christian because he started off so, you know, he's a little streaky right now. So let's get to Big Break. I know it's terribly disappointing to have been eliminated in that stupid walk of shame you have to do at the end while you're walking away from the camera. Tell me the truth. Does it suck to watch it?
Yes, it does. It does. You know, my friends were like, oh, so, you know, what are you doing tonight? What are you watching the show? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But I couldn't say anything. But then I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I'm watching it. And then I did, obviously. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of weird to see it again. But it's all good. It's a game show. And it was amazing to be on there. And, you know, it was a lot of fun in the end. So,
well,
no hard feelings.
No, and you had time. I mean, you know, this was filmed a while back. And so now, you know, you've got the time.
Yeah.
Living it and then watching the episode, did it feel the same to you watching it as it did living it, or the way they edited it, did it play out differently on TV?
Yeah, no, it did. It did feel the same. I just wasn't sure what exactly they were going to throw in about Anthony. You know, how bad he was going to pitch me out.
We'll get to him
in a
minute.
He's coming.
So they didn't put anything in there. So I think, you know, it was pretty much the way it happened, and everything felt the same. So they did a really good job portraying how everything went down.
Yeah, I mean, we've complained on the show here that the Big Break is a little bit unnatural. I mean, you go out, you warm up, and then you can sit and sit and sit, and it's not really indicative necessarily of how you would play a round of golf from start to finish. But it is, you know, equal for everyone. So it's, you know, I suppose the challenges seem fair in that regard. Looking back on your experience with the show, do you feel it's a good golf competition? Is it an indication of who can play golf?
Like I said, I think it's a game show, and having good fundamentals and being a good player definitely helps, but it doesn't mean you're going to win. You know, last season, Jackie won, and she's a great player. She did really well in Smetra this year, and she got her card for the LPGA. So, yeah, of course it happens that the best player is going to win. But like I said, it doesn't always happen because it depends on what draws you get, the way the challenges are set up sometimes. You know, it's not always in your hands. If you're teamed up with somebody and somebody else makes a mistake and puts you in a position, and then you only have, you know, no room for error left. And that, it really depends. But I don't think it's 100%, you know, good indication if you're good or not.
Now, during and immediately after your episode, I was following you on Twitter. And you and Anthony were having an interesting back and forth. Anthony has clearly established himself as the villain and done a really nice job.
He's a good one.
He really, if that's what he was going for, he really did it.
Yeah. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
He nailed it.
But, I mean, I want him to lose, but I don't want to have him on the show. So when he loses, I'm not having him on the radio show.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I just find him patently annoying because the guy's got talent. He's got talent, but boy, he just has the wrong attitude. But did I hear correctly? Did you shut him down when he said he made a comment about getting by on your looks?
Essentially, what he said is he was like, "Sorry, my looks don't benefit me." And then I was like, oh, you set yourself up so bad for this one. And then I was like, well, finally something we both agree on. He never, ever said anything again. That was bad.
No, that's...
Golf Channel, right after that happened, Golf Channel actually took a screen grab and texted me. And they're like, we are dying in studio right now.
No, it was wonderful. He needs to be shut down. I mean, it's funny because on the show, the cast... has already gone as far as sort of isolating him. Now, some of that is self-isolation, but he's just not that enjoyable to be around, at least as far as we can tell as viewers. And then, I mean, he had the nerve to, you know, say something about getting by on your looks. Well, it's a good thing he doesn't have to rely on his looks.
I really didn't say anything other than we agree on something. I wasn't being rude. I'm sorry.
Carolyn, we know what you were saying. Yeah. We know what you were saying.
Of course I know what I'm saying. But, you know, it's just the way you're saying it. You're on social media, as we have heard over the last few weeks, you've got to watch what you say. But like I said, I didn't say anything bad. What
no.
You said was worse,
so. Nor did you say anything that wasn't true.
Huh?
Nor did you say anything that wasn't true.
Exactly. I just, my sentence, nobody can touch me. So he got the message because I've never heard anything from him again. And, you know, it's amazing. And just don't start a word fight with me. That's what you learn from that.
There you go. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. So, all right. So here's the deal. You've got the season will play out however it will. And we can't really discuss that. But will you watch?
Yeah, I think it definitely will watch because I've kind of been there, but I haven't seen everything. So I'm definitely going to watch and keep cheering for the rest of the cast.
The rest of the cast?
Almost the rest of the cast.
Well, whoever is still on the show.
Not everyone who's still on the show.
What's the next question?
Very nice. Well played. Well, you know, so you're getting ready to head out on your next Symetra Tour season, and it's really your second season, and what are you doing to prepare yourself for the grind? I mean, I remember when I took over as a Symetra Tour tournament director here, the entire tour was like 15 events, and now it's up to 18, 19, 20, and they're looking to expand them. What are you doing to get ready for this? What are your concentration points to get ready for this season?
You know, last season, it was my first year. It was, you know, a lot about feeling comfortable as a pro out there and being out there on your own versus college where you always have your coach and everybody around. So obviously that kind of took care of itself during this year's experience and also a big break. It really helped with pressure situations and just dealing with that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I'm on the golf course right now. I'm starting to practice and doing technical work about 4 or 5 hours a day, just fixing a lot of things that, you know, came into my swing during season when you can't really practice that much. You can't really work on your swing that much, especially because the schedule this year was really back-to-back also with filming Big Break. And, so it's just playing mini tour events, working on your technique and getting ready. I'm going back home for about 4 weeks to Austria, not Russia.
Yeah, that was weird too, but whatever.
To spend Christmas. And, then I'll be back and start preparing and, yeah, I'm excited. I feel a lot more confident and a lot more like I know what I'm doing out there after last year.
Now, will you take your time at home in Austria and get away from it completely, or will you find some indoor facilities, or will you work on your fitness level? What do you do when you go there at Christmas time to help your golf game?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, that might be the best thing.
Best thing, yeah. Good.
Absolutely nothing. I think my bag's not even coming with me because it's a hassle to drag it over there. You know, Europe is like 20-hour trip until I'm finally home. So I just ski every day from 7 in the morning to 12. I live right on the slope. I ski out of my yard and ski back into it. So I'll be doing fitness and in the sense of doing skiing, going to the gym, but do some mirror work for technique and working on stuff that I can take care of like that pretty easily. And yeah, it's only 4 weeks. So these are usually my 4 weeks that I go home and just not even think about golf.
Good
so
for
I'm
you.
Looking forward to that.
Good for you. Stay well rounded. That's amazing. Now, all right. So you're at the course right now. If you have just an hour on the practice facility, how do you divide your time? This is a fascinating question that I ask a lot of our pros because everybody seems to have a different answer. You know, I mean, me, I'd probably have 14 beers and then one putt and then go. Now, for you, how would you divide? You have 1 hour in the practice facility. How do you divide your time?
Well, I'm a big fan of practicing, always practicing with a purpose and also with feedback. So I would definitely do maybe two or three putting drills, set up two or three putting drills, go through them. If you're grooving your stroke, you really don't need more than 20 minutes to do that. So that's probably 20 minutes of that time. I'll go work on some technique for about another 20 minutes and then probably do some chipping. So, I mean, my main focus right now is my technique and my swing and my stroke. So I think that's pretty close to what I would do.
How has your approach to competition changed now that you're going into another season on the Symetra Tour? What have you learned about competition that you do well? What have you learned that you need to improve on?
I've learned how to be on the golf course, as in how I play the best. I always thought that I played the best when I would, you know, play with my friends or chat with them and kind of be in an easygoing mood and kind of laugh. And then I realized that sometimes, I mean, I'm not playing bad when I do that, but then sometimes I would get to this zero line, which is almost like zone. And that only ever happened when I made a double bogey or something. And then afterwards, I would just go birdie, birdie, eagle. And I'm like, okay, why can't I not do this before? So then I started analyzing it with my coach a little bit and found out that it's actually better for me to be very quiet, to really stick with my focus and to not even look left or right, which doesn't mean that I'm intense. It just means that I'm quiet and then that my emotions are very, very channeled, you know? So that's something that I figured out that was really important for my mental game and competition.
That is important. I way back in a Pleistocene age when I took the PAT, we had a guy who told me, he said, go play five rounds as aggressively as you can, go play five rounds as cautiously as you can and find out which kind of player you are. So that's really good that you started to understand your game and how you need to approach it, because everybody is different and that's
everybody's different. You can't say, oh, you know, this Tiger Woods is playing this game like that and Rory's playing it like this, and it your zone is totally different from other people's zones.
Well, I want to play like you. I want to play like you, although I don't know that I can be. Focus is not really my thing.
You
so
shot at a putting contest.
Yeah, my focus
maybe
is.
Aren't helping.
Okay, well, you know, we may have to reevaluate that. So, well, Carolyn, we are hoping to see you in Charlotte, and you've got that nice Carolina swing with Greenville and Asheville and Charlotte. I'm hoping to see you in May, and we'll visit then, and we'll be watching you from now until then, and you know, keep tweeting with Anthony. It's good entertainment, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah. I won't let you guys down if he ever says anything again. I will be there to respond.
Get after it. Thanks, Carolyn.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Hey, that was Carolyn Pinneger. Hey, great show today. Did you have fun?
I did. I had fun. It was like the old days.
All right. Well, join us every Saturday from 8 to 10 next week.